That's how we build.
Now the shit's about to kick off. This party looks
crazy. Feel the vibration.
Blowing the air horn, Chris. This is Buzz of the Week. Chris, today on Buzz of the Week, I have a very interesting topic. We're talking about going viral, and
cool.
There's a lot of things that follow. There's a lot of things that happen with that, and I'm curious to kind of get your take on it, because I have a take on it, and sometimes I get mad when someone goes viral on some.
Okay.
I get mad when someone goes viral on some dumb shit, and then like, so we're gonna get into it. I don't even know where to start, but
I know the feeling. I know the feeling you have. Maybe it's me going viral or getting super famous, something stupid, I get upset. I also get just upset when somebody does something really cool that I should have thought of. I'm like, God damn it, like I've done that before. Why didn't I just make it this? Motherfucker.
Right. So we're in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
The young whippersnappers of our day, they had a television. You had to be on that to be... Anyway, cut the shit.
Yep, skippity.
When you go viral, this is how you become an overnight celebrity the quickest. Is that fair to say?
Right. Absolutely. Definitely. Being viral, like being like a hero, doing something super heroic that makes like the world news, like that's probably the biggest. But being viral is easily the way to have your 15 minutes of fame.
I'm just gonna tell my personal side of the story, and maybe
please do. I want
and
to
I'm
know.
I'm gonna vent a little here. So
buckle in, everybody.
This has happened multiple. I've seen this happen multiple times. And at the same time, I have the same feeling, but this is the most recent case. And again, like this has nothing to do with the individual themselves. It's more of like the process. And I'm talking about the kid in Walmart.
Not the Yodel kid?
The Yodel kid.
Okay.
Yeah. As I said that, so much things like just came back in my head and that I want to talk about.
Oh no, you are on edge with this one.
It's not my taste in genre. That's fine. There's a couple ways to look at it, right? Like, I feel like, is this kid talented? Yeah, probably. He's got a great voice, maybe.
Sure.
Is that...
Not everybody can yodel.
But he could carry the tune, which is great, which is, you know...
Sure.
But is that song... Like, is that video good? Is that song good? Probably not so much, right? Is that fair to say?
Right.
Is someone like...
Yeah, I would say
someone
that.
Like, man, this song's dope. I need to listen to it. Is it...
Like, oh, I got to get that on
right,
repeat.
Like, and I just talked to you about this before we got on the podcast, but I have a song on repeat that I don't want to repeat, but it's a song on repeat that I like, and I feel it, and I don't see that with the video that went viral. That's my point. But.
Sure.
But
sure.
Is this kid talented? Yes. The other thing, too, is, like, this is a shitty video. It's not shot well. This is literally grandma, and I don't know that. I shouldn't say that. That's rude. This is...
Well, no, I mean, this is what it is, though. We're in the age of convenience with phones and stuff like that. It's supposed to be amateur. That's what makes it. If it was all professional shit, it wouldn't go viral in some ways. Like, some of the most amateur... Our favorite viral stuff is the stuff that's the most amateur.
True. I can't argue that. I can't...
Somebody just whipped out their phone and was like, oh, shit, I gotta get that rat with this pizza in his fucking...
Right. So, I don't know how to say this or tell this side of things without sounding like such an asshole, but, Or sound jealous, because
but I'm gonna give it a try. But
because I'll be honest, like there's probably a feeling of jealousy about the whole situation. Someone videotaped this kid sing at Walmart, which apparently he's done
this is like
thousands of times. He's got a new. I don't know if it's a new song. There's a new song out. Whoever wrote it or whoever put. After this video went viral, all of a sudden he has a team together. There's things that are moving in place for this kid.
Like, yeah, this kid performed at Coachella. Like, viral gets
right,
you places.
I'm getting to that. So, mm-hmm. Chris, you know me. I've been in the music industry for a long time. I feel like I've worked very hard at developing a craft of music.
Sure.
I've been blessed and I've been privileged to do some of the things that I've done and met some of the people that I have and those things. So I'm very thankful for that. And I know people who work 10 times harder than me who deserve spotlight too. So when things like this happen, it's hard to not be like, not only did he get Coachella. He's blasted on Ellen, mm-hmm. and like everything's just falling in place. So,
sure.
Again, off a song one he didn't write, and again that he just sang in a Walmart that someone recorded with the fucking iPhone. So,
right.
The again, and I'm not trying to discredit this kid. I think again, I'm trying to give credit where credit's due. I think he's got a good voice, and he probably has a bright future in front of him.
Sure.
But again, that future doesn't happen if he doesn't go viral.
Right. Yeah, it opens a lot of doors that in no way ever would be opened in no way, but for the most part, are never going to be opened any other way.
I guess with me, what I'm saying is like, it does suck knowing that like I put in 12 years, and I hate, so that seems like really high to me. So I'm like, it is disappointing to say that because I don't feel like I've gone as far as I could have. So when this kid's playing Coachella, when this kid's, you know, that's a stinger. Like that's a slap. I hate to say this again. Golden Voice has been a great team to me, and they've, you know, I have no hate against them, but it's like, it is kind of like a slap in the face when something happens, goes viral, and now this kid's playing not only Coachella, he's playing Stagecoach, I think, too, right?
Sure. Just hanging out, getting on all the stuff.
Like, that shit doesn't happen to everybody. Like, that shit does not happen to people who, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, if this was an athletic thing, there's no way that shit happens. But it kind of does happen in athletics, too, because the person who can construct a mixtape or highlights of their shit and can get views on YouTube,
yeah,
means they can sell tickets, means that they're worth something in a professional level. So it's a weird world, man. It's you don't have to be good. You just have to be good enough, or you just have to strike the match right.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what, number one, you're voicing something that a lot of people struggle with, a lot of people that work for something and that want to create or build or do anything like that. That's something that's always going to be really, really tough. That's something that a lot of people feel like. They feel like these people that don't work very hard, or they get, not that they don't work very hard, but they get really lucky and then they're really famous and they get something that this person's worked for their whole life. The inverse of that is that you see all these people, celebrities and whatnot, and they're like, oh, you know, I just worked really hard and I never gave up myself. And it's easy for them to say that because they're already on that next level. Like for every one person that makes it, there's 100,000 that don't. And that's a really harsh reality to think about. So that's why people don't think 100%. About people, instead hide that, are just like, no, I'm just going to keep going. Because if you just accepted that, like, no good things ever really happen, life is meaningless, like, you're just going to kill yourself. The number two point on this whole thing is, I think not only are you voicing something like, it's less about like the actual things you're seeing or the no talent. This is how everything in the world is consumed, as far as marketing, advertising, like you brought up money and who's making money off of things. All of it comes down to hitting the right people in the right place at the right time. Like that, these certain videos come out and they seem like, oh, maybe those aren't the right thing. Like, why is, again, Pizza Rat, or why is this kid's video, like, nobody was asking for that, so how could that be the right people at the right place at the right time? But what it really is just the video catching, it's like a river of content we have going in front of us all the time, and it's just about catching the right wave or the right rapid in that, and basically it can just spread and spread and spread. Like, it never has to stop spreading once it catches it right. So you can have something that's 1,000 times better, 1,000 times cooler, that maybe nobody will ever see, and you have something that is really cool or really unique or maybe not so much, just strange, and it can be viewed 100 billion times and open up doors that people that work their whole lives will never get. That's why going viral is such a something that so many people want to do, because they want whatever they're building to just hit it and be gone and be out of their hands. It's so moving so fast and growing so quickly. But at the end of the day, what are you going to do? I mean, you have to just be like, shit, like, I'm going to have to just keep grinding, because if I'm going to sit here waiting to be viral, like, that's never going to happen.
Justin, I feel like there's a formula that people think there is, but there really isn't, if that makes sense.
Totally.
My thing is, like, going back to this specific video, there's got to be more people laughing at this video than enjoying this video. Does that make sense?
I don't know, man. It's been a pretty positive... That one's, like, one of those that's been a pretty... Like, people have been very supportive and positive behind it. Like, I think it's just, I think it was so weird and so strange, but it's this kid's not a freaking, no, remember on American Idol, that William Hung guy, like he was the worst singer ever, but he got famous because he was so bad. And that was people laughing at.
Right.
This is just like, this is really weird and cool. And this kid, when he talks, is like super put together and like kind of like humble in all these ways, which is really nice to see because there's a lot of shithead kids out there. Trust me, I play Fortnite. There's a lot of shithead kids out there.
You know what? I can't, when you put it that way, Chris, I can't front that you just opened a whole nother door of perspective for me on that. So, woo-hoo! Thank you for that. Which is part of why we do this podcast.
Heck but, yeah, man.
I have a question for you. So this kid that we've been talking about, again, I think I've mentioned this before, but he was on Ellen.
Yeah.
Is Ellen fueling this viral shit further?
Sure. Yeah,
and absolutely. And is it good or bad?
That's an interesting question. I think that it is... It depends on how people use it. You're giving... By something becoming viral, you're just laughing at it or you're just liking it. You're just sharing it. But what you're actually doing is giving power to that thing. Ellen, in the sense, is taking that power that's gathering organically and she's putting it on a pedestal and saying, everybody really likes this thing, or whoever, news, Coachella, it doesn't matter. People really like this thing. Let's give it more press. Let's give it more oomph. And I think what it really falls down to, good or bad, is kind of out of the question. It's more what the person does with the power. You know, that there, I can't remember, it was like a video. There was a kid getting bullied and he was crying and saying something about how I didn't want to be bullied. And it ended up being a really strong message. Now, obviously later, there's some stuff came out that family was like super racist or whatever.
Right.
And people like really didn't enjoy that. And then they kind of came over on top of that instead of just like apologizing and moving forward. They kind of were weird and defensive about it. And that made a problem. They had this microphone. They used it poorly.
That's a great point. And one I didn't think of when I wrote this show. But yeah, that's a great point because that family was out for like, they set up a, I believe it was a GoFundMe page for nothing.
Exactly. Really. That's what it was. Yeah.
They were trying to use that, viral fame as a cash cow. And yeah, it didn't work.
Make some money.
So yeah, that's the other half of it too, right? Like going viral isn't a sustainable living, which is my next kind of segment here. When you go viral and you have that platform, it's like Tosh. Here's the thing. I think I'm jumping all across the board because my mind's moving.
I like it. We're moving. We're grooving.
But yes. So once you go viral, you are given a platform and it's really up to you to take wherever you want to go to that next level. Couple examples is Cash Me Outside Girl. Somehow she has a record deal, has been in multiple Vine/Snapchat/Instagram videos. I mean, Instagram is the platform for people to go nuts on and end up
super famous. Super famous, but strangely somewhat famous. Strangely famous.
I just hit a sound and I didn't mean to.
Oh yeah, sweet sound.
It was actually the joke. Which is funny because it kind of made sense. Back to what I'm saying. There's also people that profit off of this, and I think as much good as Ellen does, she still is profiting off of.
Absolutely, it's human interest pieces, right? It's right. Like. People want to see this stuff, so I'm going to give them what they want.
And she gets she's able, because she is who she is, she's able to give back to the people. You know, she can give them whatever she wants, whatever right. She can get or whatever.
Sure.
But then it's like, yeah, it's fuel to the fire,
man. It's a business. You're just riding the wave. When you're doing stuff like that, you're getting the guests that are, you know, most real. I mean, even the movie stars that are on all these late night shows and everything like that, or these singers, whatever it is, whatever kind of artist you are or political person, you're always trying to promote something. You're always trying to promote your movie or your album or whatever. You're freaking Kanye West and just saying crazy shit to promote yourself. This is the same thing. It's saying, hey, people really like this in an organic way. I'm going to capitalize on that in a way that's a lot more I can make money, but it's, I don't think that like Ellen and certain people like that, that's not their mode. They just want to give people stories that they want to listen to or people that they're interested in. They want to learn more. Like if it's just a viral video about this kid's yodeling, then you don't get his backstory. You don't get other things about that people want to know. Sometimes that can be good. Sometimes that can be bad. Sometimes that can lead to good. Sometimes that can lead to bad. It just depends.
Very true. It seems so easy, but there's no formula for it. So
nope. You can try and try. You can dump millions and millions of dollars into something and it can never go viral, or you can do one $30 thing and it turns out being something great that launches a multiple platform empire for you.
You're given keys, right, to a vehicle.
Absolutely.
And it's up to you to drive them.
Yep.
You know, we covered a lot in that quick. I vented, obviously, but
Vent is good because me and you are human people, and yeah, it's like, oh wow, this guy's like, go talk, but like you're saying something that humans experience, people understand, and then we can work through and talk about it and see where it goes from there, and hopefully make people that listen be like, okay, cool, like that's a different way to look at it, or hey, I don't feel alone feeling frustrated by this bullshit.
No, and that's a great point. That's not, you know, sometimes there's not, when human beings feel a certain way about something, sometimes there's not that reassurance from somebody else.
Absolutely.
Like what you've just done. So
you're like, I think this is how everybody else feels, but maybe I'm just a big piece of shit. Yeah. And I have no idea.
Maybe I'm the hater at this kid because he's famous. I'm not, which is not really my goal, but you know, yeah. I would obviously love to fucking play Coachella if I had the opportunity.
Be awesome. Be a great time. Be a lot of fun.
Obviously there's always room to grow. There's always room for more. Maybe we'll go fucking viral. Who knows?
Maybe this podcast right here will be exactly what sends us viral.
Two white guys or maybe complain about life. Complain about how they're not famous.
Upset that they're not famous.
Yeah, fucking idiots.
Fucking idiots.
We have more. We've got more entertaining shows in the mix. We've got Splash Trash Meow. We're talking
Splash Trash Meow.
Meow. We talk movies. It's our movie guide. There's some stuff coming out this week. You should check out. Also,
not as
we're
good
doing
as what was on last week, but pretty good.
Nope. I'll get there. But we also have a review of Kings, which stars Halle Berry and Daniel Craig.
Halle Berry. Halle, that's like a Christmas thing.
Deck the found some Halle.
Oh, solid.
I just followed that word. You heard that, right? You heard
great,
the clicker
great
click?
Sound. I hear the clicks every time. I never hear the sound, but I always hear the clicks. Check it out.
Also, this week we got the ultimate show that we've been probably planning for. I gotta say,
after
since we started
years.
The podcast, right?
Oh, right, of course, yeah. Since we started the podcast,
which we're on season two. G-Splash, check out the main show. We talk pop culture, all that shit. Chris, do you have any last words on going viral?
Don't do anything too crazy trying to go viral, because if you're like, I'm going to do something and it's going to go viral and you plan it, it won't happen. And you'll probably end up failing poorly and not in the way that you learn from, in the way that you're like, I'm broken forever. So that's it. That's all I got. Enjoy.
Yeah. I mean, it could be something as simple as grinding pepper on your fucking ice cream.
Sure. You know, could be, maybe you do it. Maybe you're a little drunk. You get that doing, all of a sudden you're famous. You're on Ellen. You never know. But at the same time, don't try too hard for it.
Yeah, bang, bang. I'm Bradley Bax. It's Chris Watts. Buzz of the week. Yeah.
Now the shit's about to kick off this party.